Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Da Pope!
What an introduction. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Rohde on 670 The Score. And over the weekend at Guaranteed Rate Field, now just Rate Field, it's going to take me a minute, I'm sorry. There was a bit of, I would call it, Chicago history made. As we know, Pope Leo XIV is from Chicago, a noted Sox fan, and he had filmed a video address that he wanted to give people on the South Side. And it was an event that sold tickets, and as we know, it was very popular, and it was also very meaningful to our friend, Bulls announcer Chuck Swirsky. I know that it was a significant event for many reasons, but Groats, you upped the ante a little bit when you asked Chuck to work in something in a very serious moment, religion-wise.
Yeah, well, we thought we had a little preview, and I'm going to play some of it for you here in just a second, but I think it was last Wednesday. We had, I think Anthony Heron was filling in, and the two of us had Chuck on to preview the big celebration of Pope Leo XIV or Robert Francis Prevost, if you would like. Chuck was the MC of the program, which is very significant. He does a lot of work at Holy Name Cathedral, and that's his connection. And obviously, he is connected to Jerry Reinsdorf and the Chicago White Sox through the Bulls. So there's Chuck doing what he does, and that is an awesome presenter. But it was, again, on Wednesday that we had Chuck on, and we wanted to see if we could, you know, maybe carefully, with humility and the Lord, get a little bit of some score shout-out.
Here, I have just been sent something here to my phone. This comes from the Czar, from Mitch Rosen here, and he actually sent me some audio. What we had, because we just realized this is possible. You can do this, and I understand where you're coming from. I am Catholic as well, Chuck. I've been to Holy Name Cathedral Masses. I understand that's a serious world right there, but we have a template, a way that you could do this. This is from the year 2016 after the Cubs won the World Series, and Pat Hughes has the template on how you can work this in. Go ahead.
Thank you for being here today. My name is Pat Hughes of The Score, WSCR, 670 AM, the flagship radio station of the Cubs Network, and it is an absolute thrill to be here today.
I'm not sure. You know what? I you have my word. I will promote the fact that I am the broadcaster for the Bulls on 670 The Score. So if the Czar is listening, there you go. I'm not sure I can, you know, I'm not sure I can go that deep the way Pat did. But again, you know what? The Bulls win an NBA championship, and the Bulls put me on stage. I will do it big time.
All right. So again, that's last Wednesday, and Chuck telling us that he would get on this very serious day at the rate that he would get a mention in of the Score in the midst of the Pope. Let's go to the tape from Saturday to see how Chuck did.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And welcome to an afternoon as we celebrate the election of the first pope to have been born in the United States. And he was born right here in the great city of Chicago. My name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play for the Chicago Bulls on 670 The Score, and I am humbled and grateful not only to be your MC this afternoon, but also a volunteer at Holy Name Cathedral, serving as a lector and Eucharistic minister under the guidance and direction of Father Greg Sackowitz.
Sackowitz.
Boom, yay! Goes the dynamite.
Not only did he get in the score, but to also give the shout out to Father Greg Sackowitz, who's a huge Sox fan.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there were multiple layers of acknowledgement.
Have you been to Holy Name when do they call him Sack? The father?
Wait, what?
No.
Well, his name is Sackowitz. So.
Father Greg.
Oh, Father. Oh, I'm sorry, Father
Greg. Some people
Greg.
Have a little more reverence than okay. what you're talking about.
I just
there.
Know somebody named, a guy named Thomas Sack, and they call him Sack, so I just thought maybe the priest was called.
Is he a priest?
I used to work with Pete Sack, the meteorologist at Channel 5, and I just called him Pete.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Did you feel comfortable with that? Like, just calling a father Pete?
I feel like Sack is
well,
a little
Pete
too close
Sack,
to bag.
Pete Sack, is it a father?
Yeah, you're right. Sack
Pete
doesn't sound
Sack
good.
Was a weather guy.
Oh, yeah, Pete Sack.
It doesn't sound great.
Is Pete Sack's real name Sackowitz?
That I don't know.
Just go with Sack.
Grody's on one right now, guys. But listen, I'm impressed.
I thought it was so cool that Father Greg was a Sox fan. We talked a little
baseball. No, that is cool. That's cool. And you know what? Chuck really knows how to MC.
He did not mix it in. He said, I'm coming strong with this.
He did come
this
strong
with
it.
This is who I am. This is how you know me.
This is
and
how
if
you know
don't
me.
Know, now you know.
Now you know. Hall of Fame. He did not do that. But Chuck, like, talking real slow because of the weird sound he probably had with the echo. Like, you could just tell Chuck's a professional. Like, he's done this before. Good job, Chuck.
And I know that he was honored to be able to do so.
And
I talked to
real.
Him a little bit about yes. it before we broadcast the Sky game
yes.
last week. So I know, Chuck, this meant a lot to him. And I do think it's really cool that he got to be a part of this.
I have a serious question about this. This is not just to be jokey, so nobody has to squirm in their seats when I ask this question. There were 40,000 people there for this, and there was a mass. How do they go about doing the communion? Like, is it, do they just have, like, the ushers that are there, like the Andy Frayne
I don't
guys
know that.
Giving out,
so like, row by row?
Was, yeah. was the host present, though, like the communal host?
That's what I mean. Doesn't it have to be for a mass? Like,
I don't know how that went down.
Did they shoot
him
out of the little
thing? Because I wasn't there.
The gun? No? Okay. I mean, I'm being serious.
But it's not like this what? Has been done before. So, like, when the Pope spoke in Philly, for example, like, but I don't necessarily know how that goes.
And the wine.
I've never been to a mass event.
Right, right. Exactly. A mass, like, what do they do for the community? They just pet, like, loaves of bread, maybe? Just, like, pass them down?
I mean, holy water would be understandable, you
yeah.
know, because you walk through the aisles, but yeah, I'm
it was
not.
Like, with the big bushes and
well,
just spray everybody
we
got
to text yeah. Chuck and ask for logistics. Or if you were there and you understand.
Yeah, no, I'd be curious, like, was there community? I'm not sure what protocol is for 40,000 people.
The sack machine.
The sack machine?
Because your guy Sack.
Oh.
Father Greg Sackowitz, oh, yes. if I send an email or yeah. something in a holy name, I think I could get an answer.
From Sackowitz?
But also, I think like I could probably ask Brooks Boyer. So.
Yeah, Sack. Sack.
708 Communion should have been campfire shakes for everyone.
That's a good... That
the holy campfire shake.
Why can't you guys just be serious?
See, now we're in danger of getting smoted. That's how I feel.
Smoted.
I feel like we can't... Don't mess with it.
More like demoted.
Smite the...
All of it. You know who we can have some more fun with, by the way?
Who?
You know who's in on like the freewheeling baseball talk? Cody Decker.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, friends. He's back.
Perfect.
He's back, and he's hanging out with us, and he's also got some work on BetMGM Network, so we will talk baseball with Cody and also let you know on what he... Oh, 773 says. Okay, thank you for telling me. I was there. They had ministers in each section.
Okay.
Half went to one and the other, and then the text got cut
See,
off.
See? Okay, so
All
they
right.
had probably like 100 ministers out there.
Okay, good to know. I knew
Sick.
Somebody would know. Thanks, guys. Sorry, I haven't been to a mass,
Well,
so to
well,
speak.
Well.
I see what you did there.
It's true, though.
Oh, a mass. That is good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.